The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, June 30th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful sunny day out there in the Bozeman area now. Looks like we've gotten through the rain at least for a while. It's nice and green out there and sunshine and a little breeze. It is Tuesday afternoon, the 30th of June. We just hit the 5 o'clock hour. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and I'm going to play you some music for the next hour. Get us up to Democracy Now, playing at 6 o'clock here on KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio, 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. And I'm going to jump into the music, but first I want to thank another of our underwriters that helps to support all our programming here on KGVM. And then we'll hear an announcement and hear today's Human Capital. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek. The Wallflowers with Early James on Wednesday, July 1st. Cruz Contreras and the Black Lilies with the two tracks on Thursday, the 2nd. The Fossils on Friday, July 3rd. Independence Day Special with the Red Elvises along with Emma and the Ledge on July 4th. Bronwyn Keith Hines with the Pickpockets on Sunday, July 5th. Fruition with the Kofas Brothers on Wednesday, July 8th. Houndmouth with Tim Skelly, Thursday and Friday, the 9th and 10th of July. 710 Ashbury on Saturday, the 11th, Neil Francis with Lost Canyons on Sunday, the 12th, and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. SLAM supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. SLAM, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Q-Corps at Montana State University has been awarded $31.5 million to further its quantum computing research, making Q-Corps at MSU one of only 7 institutions worldwide with multiple quantum computer types. Q-Corps CEO Jane Morrow said, Q-Corps is a brand new center here at Montana State University focused on research and innovation, as well as education on quantum systems. Morrow leads the center alongside Chief Technology Officer Krishna Rupavatharam. Both have advanced degrees and deep expertise in the field. They explained that quantum means the smallest size that an entity can be. Rupavatharam explained an example. Think of electricity. The smallest form it can exist in is an electron. You can call an electron the quantum form of electricity. While quantum physics might sound far removed from Montana, Bozeman has become something of a hub for research in the field. Q-Corps is located at EngineWorks on MSU's Innovation Campus. Founded just over a year ago, the center launched with a $26.7 million grant from the U.S. Air Force. Q-Corps was established with photonic quantum computers, machines that run on light. Q-Corps also has a superconducting quantum computer, which runs on electricity. Q-Corps CEO Morrow said, "We're one of 7 institutions in the world to have 2 different modalities of quantum computers. The superconducting quantum computer has to operate at incredibly low temperatures, minus 450 degrees Fahrenheit," Morrow said. Quantum computers differ greatly from classical computers. While traditional machines process ones and zeros separately, quantum computers can process both simultaneously, which allows them to solve certain classes of problems, particularly complex optimization challenges, much faster. Morrow said, what would take days for classical computers, even high-performance ones, quantum computers can do in minutes. That capability has the potential to address some of society's most complex issues. The Air Force recently awarded QCOR another $31.5 million for the next phase of quantum research. At MSU, beyond research in quantum computing, QCOR's mission includes preparing students for careers in quantum computing and related technologies. Details on QCOR at Montana State University are available online at montana.edu/quantum. Bozeman is planning the development of 3,000 acres in the northwest part of town tied to a new sewer lift station and future annexation into the city of Bozeman. Residents can weigh in on the growth, the open space, and neighborhood character with several public open houses and a pop-up event scheduled at Gallatin High School and at the Bozeman Farmers Market this summer. The development is planned north of Durston Road and west of Harper Puckett Road. Chris Nauman, a principal at Sandbell, a community design firm selected by the city to assist with the Northwest Bozeman project, is involved in the master planning for the 3,000-acre project. Nauman explained that the planning is happening now because of infrastructure improvements for the area. Nauman said, it's being stipulated by the city's plans to put in a sanitary sewer lift station near the intersection of Harper Puckett and East Valley Center Road. The sewer lift station is in the design phase and could be constructed in 2027. It would serve the 3,000-acre development, which is currently planned as primarily residential with some mixed-use areas. The city will host multiple community events for the Northwest Bozeman Area Plan Project. The first open house is Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Gallatin High School, 4455 Annie Street in Bozeman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right. I thought today I would start out going to play some funk and soul stuff today. This weekend I was at Gnarfest, and in between sets on Friday, I think I was playing the Hornbread album, and they do a cover of What Is Hip by the Tower of Power, and so that popped into my head and stuck, I guess. So I'm going to play the original, well, not the original album cut, but I'm going to play a live version of What Is Hip by Tower of Power. Follow that up with St. Paul and the Broken Bones, who I completely forgot actually played at the Old Saloon down in Paradise Valley, I think. Either Friday or Saturday night. I saw some pictures of them out there in the rain, and I would have loved to see that show. So I think I'll play a cut called Chelsea from their album Angels in Science Fiction, and then the motet with Kneebone from their album Death or Devotion. First, we'll answer the question, what is hip?
So you started to let your hair grow in big bucks. Stars were just their planets till you gave them life. Shadows were
That was the motet with Knee Bone. Before that, St. Paul and the Broken Bones did Chelsea. Started out with Tower of Power and What is Hip? I always liked it when Hornbread did that song live. I think that Nathan, the drummer, and Austin, the guitar player, always switched just for that song. So, you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful spring, early summer afternoon out there in the Bozeman area, or wherever you may be. I'm going to thank another one of our underwriters for supporting our programming, and we'll hear today's climate connections. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week, and no more than four. KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. The Gallatin Park Central Labor Council is hosting a panel about the challenging but empowering process of negotiating for your union contract. The panel will feature workers from the Montana Nurses Association, the United Mountain Workers, and MFPE Focus. The panel will be Monday, July 13th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple at 422 East Menden Hall. It is free to attend and pizza and drinks will be provided.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. A few years ago, Iowa City took a bold step. It made every ride on every city bus free. The city wanted to help people avoid driving, which creates a lot of planet-warming carbon pollution. And it worked. Sarah Gardner, Iowa City's Climate Action Coordinator, says that in the first year of free fares, cars in the city drove 1.8 million fewer miles, and bus ridership jumped.
Our ridership increased 43%, and it has continued to grow even after that, so more and more people are getting on the bus.
Last year, the city council extended the free fares and paid for them in part by raising parking fees, creating another reason to take the bus. The city has also run programs to promote the bus, like having artists decorate bus stops and hosting a contest to see which route gained the most new riders.
Everybody on that bus got donuts in the morning, which was quite popular, as you can imagine.
Gardner says increasing bus ridership has benefits beyond reducing emissions. It frees up the road for bikes and pedestrians and helps neighbors to get to know each other.
And I am just so proud of the way the community has both embraced fare-free transit and also benefited from it.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, I'm going to keep it going here with some Montana-made music. Or at least bands that have a connection to Montana. Going to start out with Cole and the Thorns. I just saw Cole at a show here last week or two ago. I hadn't seen her for a while. Going to play one off of their album Unbound, their second album, called Dancing with the Moon. And then tribute to the last few days here in Bozeman, Rain Days from Left on 10th from their album Sun Up. I think they used to be a Bozeman band. I can't remember if they're in Portland or Denver now, but somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. Maybe Denver isn't the Pacific Northwest. It's on the edge, though. And then a band from Missoula called Shakewell from their album Marzula. I'll play Enamored. We'll get it started here with Cole and the Thorns, Dancing with the Moon.
But I know I'm certain your eyes, my love glowing to unite with you. And the time is the win, oscillation tossing. Yes, but we're still glowing like we never knew. We took a decision to have no definition, and our ammunition is to keep our love true. We chose to share our vision more than we envisioned. All the song is playing, I want to dance. On the
and into you. Oh, oh, oh. Put on the record that we use to listen to when we found no joy. Oh, oh, oh. Got in such memory and blue to repaint it to me and into you.
myself a lady and some comfort food. Well, I'm lazy, but I try not to let it faze me. Staring at your painting, all the things are good. Spending all my time while it's raining, wishing I was painting something fine. Spending all my time while it's raining, wishing I was painting something fine.
Starting to have fun. It's not the night all over.
Threw in an extra one there. That was Desperate Electric, their new single, We Can Go All Night. They might have a new album. It might be out now. I'm not quite sure. It's imminent, if not. I don't know if that song's on there or not, but I'll have to check that out pretty soon. Before that, Shakewell did Enamored. Left on 10th did Rain Days. And started out with Dancing with the Moon by Cole and the Thorns. This is KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music this sunny afternoon here on Tuesday. Get us up to Democracy Now! At 6 o'clock. I'm going to thank another of our underwriters and hear today's labor history in two before we get into the last set of music. KGVM thanks Whistlepig Korean for their support of our programming. Whistlepig Korean offers fresh, authentic Korean food with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options for takeout or dine-in. You can find an online ordering menu on whistlepigkorean.com. They are located at 25 North Wilson in Bozeman and can be reached by phone at 406-404-1224. The city of Belgrade is hosting the America 250 Downtown Block Party and Fireworks Show on Friday, July 3rd. The Downtown Block Party takes place from 5 to 8 p.m. on North Broadway between Main Street and Central Avenue in Belgrade and includes music, community organizations, vendors, food, and family activities. A fireworks show follows at 10:30 p.m., launched from city property on the west end of town. That's the America 250 Downtown Block Party and Fireworks Show in Belgrade on Friday, July 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1928. That was the day the state of Alabama outlawed the convict lease system that had been in practice for decades. Slave masters throughout the South had routinely loaned out enslaved people before slavery was finally abolished. The convict lease system continued this practice as the South worked to rebuild in a rush of rapid industrial growth after the Civil War. African Americans found themselves increasingly subject to sweeps by local and state authorities that coincided with harvest time or when labor agents arrived looking to man the coal mines. Many were convicted on trumped-up charges and shipped off to prison. Once there, they were leased to private industries and dispatched mostly to coal mines near Birmingham. By 1890, the state profited $164,000 a year. By 1912, prison mining brought in over $1 million in state revenues. In the PBS documentary, Slavery by Another Name, Douglas Blackman and other scholars note that prisoners could be driven in a way that earlier enslaved workers and free labor could not. Convict labor served to depress wages, curtail union activity, organizing, and strikes. These workers could also be worked practically to death and easily replaced. Progressive reformers, Socialist Party leaders, and United Mine Workers District 20 would wage an unrelenting war against the convict lease system for years. Even the 1911 Banner Mine explosion that killed 123 African American prisoners couldn't outlaw the practice. Finally, newly elected Governor Bibb Graves yielded to the public outcry that condemned the practice as a relic of barbarism. He also ceded to workers' demands for jobs. Graves subsequently put prisoners to work on chain gangs building roads throughout the state, making Alabama the last state to abolish the convict lease system.
So ain't got no color.
This is a song by John Roberts and Juan Blanco, Soul Ain't Got No Color. And then I'm going to play Andrew Gromeller and the Organically Grown, Only So Much Oil in the Ground.
I said, soul ain't got no color. Don't make believe that it ain't true. Soul ain't got no color. We bleed the same, old me and you. Watch your words. Watch what you say. Little ones are listening every day. It doesn't matter the skin that they're in. Love them as yourself, lest you know it's a sin. So look around and find your neighbor.
lend yourself a favor, 'cause his soul ain't got no color. We're all up in this world together.
That you, if we keep on like a the fact we just ain't got sufficient fuel. There's only so much ore in the ground, and later there won't be none around. Alternate sources of power must be found, 'cause there's only so much ore in the ground. There's only so much ore in the earth. Sooner than you think, there's gonna be a heavy duty dearth. Won't be too much time for no funk or merry mirth, 'cause there's only so much ore in the earth. There's no excuse for our abuse. No excuse for our abuse. We just keep on like we're doing, things will sure will not be cool. It's all that we just ain't got sufficient.
Some Montana-made music there from Andrew Gromiller and the Organically Grown, Only So Much Oil in the Ground. And before that, John Roberts y Pan Blanco with Soul Ain't Got No Color. I just saw them out at the Hot Springs as Soul Skillet, and they did that song. So I think John Roberts wrote it. I'm going to bookend the show with some Tower of Power. Play you out with Gotta Make a Change from the album Sold Out.
Change your heart, you know it.
is Tower Power. We got to make a change. I don't know why I think of the White House when I say that. Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGB and Bozeman. Hope you're having a good one and enjoying the beautiful weather out there. Keep it tuned right here to KGBM. I'll be back at 7 with Rummaging in the Stash. Have a great evening, everyone.